This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the European Union is calling for an emergency summit over the migrant crisis. The head of the European Union, Donald Tusk, has called the 28 EU heads of state into emergency session this week to confront an unprecedented migrant crisis in the Mediterranean.
The situation in the Mediterranean is dramatic. It cannot continue like this. We cannot accept that hundreds of people die when trying to cross the sea to Europe.
The Brussels summit set for Thursday comes as authorities face the reality that hundreds of migrants drowned off the coast of Libya when their overcrowded vessel capsized after departing Libya for Italy. There was a small group of survivors. A second migrant vessel crashed Monday near the Greek island of Rhodes. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the crisis should shock the global conscience.
The Mediterranean is fast becoming a sea of misery for thousands of migrants. More than twice as many migrants have died at sea in the past year than on the Titanic.
Meanwhile, the Italian prosecutors have ordered the arrests of two survivors of Sunday's migrant boat disaster on suspicion of people trafficking. They are identified that the suspects as the vessel's Tunisian captain and his Syrian first mate. Somalia's President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed says a deadly al-Shabaab attack on a minibus Monday carrying staffers of the UN Children's Agency is an attack not just on the UN, but also on Somalia and its future. He said the attacks confirm his view that al-Shabaab is not interested in the future of Somalia, but only in promoting what he called its own extremist agenda. The group has claimed responsibility for the apparent suicide attack Monday that killed at least 7 people, including 4 foreigners in northern Somalia. 8 others were wounded. This is VOA News. A U.S. aircraft carrier, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, and an escort vessel are joining other American warships in the waters of the Arabian Sea. A Pentagon spokesman says they'll ensure that vital Gulf shipping lanes remain open as the security situation in Yemen worsens. The White House says it has evidence Iran is supplying weapons and other support to the Shia Houthi rebels in Yemen. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
What the United States and the broader international community has called for is an end to the violence in Yemen. With the hopes, again, that the UN and a GCC-led process can try to reconcile the rather dramatic political differences that exist in that country.
In Yemen, Saudi-led airstrikes on a rebel weapons stash near the capital Sana'a Monday killed at least 19 people and destroyed a number of homes. The Saudis are leading an Arab coalition against the rebel Houthis. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has sent a ritual offering to a controversial Tokyo war shrine that some of Japan's neighbors see as a symbol of the country's militaristic past. The traditional potted plant was delivered to the Yasukuni Shrine on the first day of a 3-day spring festival. It means Mr. Abe will likely refrain from visiting the Shinto shrine, a move that could have resulted in harsh criticism from China and South Korea. Ethiopia is observing 3 days of national mourning after nearly 30 of its citizens were beheaded or shot to death by Islamic State militants in Libya. The executions were videotaped and placed on the internet Sunday. The victims, apparently trying to reach Europe by boat from Libya, were identified as Christians and taken captive. Addis Ababa confirmed their nationality and expressed its deep sadness at what it calls this barbaric act. Pope Francis and the UN chief Ban Ki-moon expressed their own outrage. Stefan Dujarric is Mr. Ban's spokesman.
He utterly deplores the targeting of people on the basis of their religious affiliation. The Secretary General expresses his condolences to the families of those who lost their lives as a result of this act and to the government and people of Ethiopia. The Secretary General reaffirms that the ongoing UN-facilitated dialogue is the best chance for Libyans to overcome the crisis in their country. He encourages the parties to make the necessary compromises to reach an agreement.
A UN envoy is trying to broker a transitional government among the rival Libyan governments. In Guinea, at least 2 people were hurt in fresh anti-government protests Monday over a disputed election timetable. 2 days of violence last week between protesters and police left at least 3 dead and dozens wounded. The French press agency, quoting UN officials, says a driver in a peacekeeping convoy was killed in an ambush Monday in restive northern Mali, the third such attack in less than a week. The incident occurred about midday, some 30 kilometers west of Gao. 2 drivers were killed in a similar attack Friday. A suicide bomber struck a UN barracks last week, killing 2 civilians. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.